For today's In Touch, I discuss the Lone Tree Fall Festival with President of the Lone Tree Chamber of Commerce and one of the organizers of the festival, Russ Forbes. How many people does it take to organize the Lone Tree Fall Festival?
Well, it takes as many as we can get. Our Chamber of Commerce members, we have like 20 members, and we start organizing back in January. And it's a small town festival, but it does take a lot of time to make it happen and happen smoothly.
Before we get to what you have lined up for this weekend, why is it called the Fall Festival?
Well, I know a number of years ago it used to be more in the fall, and they moved it back to have it before school starts because we get a little better attendance. It's a nice thing to happen just before children go back to school. So we moved it back to the third Saturday in August, and we just left the name Fall Festival, and it's been that way since I was a kid.
Well, if the weather continues like it is, it might feel like fall.
That's right.
Well, looking at what's planned for this weekend, did you add any new events for this year?
You know, it looks a lot like it did last year. There's always some events that have been very popular, and we see no reason to change them when they're very popular. I know there's one thing we had, that some crawdad races at one of our local businesses did that event, and they're changing them to minnow races this year. So if you want to see the minnows swim and race, you need to come in for that. But that's happening throughout the weekend at Jin's Bar and Grill. But we have different band. We have Slackmasters doing a free street dance on Friday nights. But otherwise, I think it looks a lot like it did the past years.
You mentioned, you know, you keep bringing back popular events. What are those staples of the festival?
Well, a couple that I personally enjoy is the FFA Ag Challenge that happens on Saturday afternoon. It's a couples ag challenge that the FFA puts together, and it's a lot of fun and different agricultural type events, throwing hay bales and carrying buckets of water and digging through wet feed and stuff like that is one. That takes place at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at North Park. And then the Chamber, so we have actually three main events. One is our Friday night, we have a Bids for Baskets, and it's our main fundraiser for the festival and for our organization for throughout the year. And businesses, organizations put together a theme basket and donate it to the Chamber, and then we auction them off on Friday night, and people have been very generous about not only donating baskets but also bidding on those baskets, and those funds then enable us to do the work that we do throughout the year. The two other events are the Stein Holding Contest and the Egg Toss, and those are on Saturday night, probably our premier events. The Stein Holding starts at 6 o'clock, and good old-fashioned steins, and we fill them up with water, and they hold their arms straight out and see how long they can stand in that position. It's a lot of fun to see people struggle to hold that thing up for several minutes. And we follow that with the Egg Toss, and I guess if we had a signature event, it would be the Egg Toss. All ages are invited. Both events are free, and we stand on Main Street, and you have a partner, and you throw an egg back and forth and keep stepping back. And we get over 100 people. I think we had 130 or 40 last year that participated in that. But a lot of eggshells and egg yolks on the street, but a lot of laughter and a lot of fun, and everybody gets to participate. So we have fun with that.
Absolutely. Well, looking at things people can participate in, I saw that you have a fun run scheduled.
Yes, I am in charge of that one, and it's a lot of fun. We have about 140 runners each year. We have a 5K run walk, 7:30 Saturday morning. Registration starts at 6:30, and it's at the Lone Tree School parking lot is where we start. And then we follow that with a one-mile fun run. And the 5K runs the perimeter of town, so you get to view it all. We get a lot of volunteers. We've had up to 50-some volunteers in the past help out. And I might mention with that, the businesses have been very generous, and we have $750 worth of door prizes at the end of the races to give out to the people who register and participate. So it's not only a fun event, but we try to give back as much as we can to those that participate. And there's prizes, rewards for the top three in each age category, and also we got food and drink available and nice-looking T-shirts. So I encourage people to come out for that. That's a fun time.
Well, you mentioned the Bids for Baskets and then the businesses donating. Do businesses step in to help the festival run?
Yeah, there are some that do. Like I mentioned, Jen's Bar and Grill, she does the minnow races. We don't have to do anything that. We have an organization called the Lone Tree Pullers that runs the garden tractor pull for us. The Lone Tree Flyers puts on the radio-controlled airplane show. And the other businesses contribute by either their time, they help with the advertising of displaying what's going on at the festival in their windows, and they also make cash contributions or door prize contributions to some of the events. And so, yeah, we get really good support from our local businesses here. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we really appreciate that because we try to promote the local businesses as well throughout the year and do things for them and help them to succeed. So it's a good relationship.
finally here, the end of the day, Saturday, you're going to wrap things up with some music and fireworks.
Yes. During the DJ music there at 10 p.m., we have a raffle drawing. We're in the process of selling raffle tickets, and we raffle off cash prizes, $800 of cash prizes. And then right after that, we have a fireworks display at 10:15. It's put on by J&M's Displays and the Stumptown Shooters. And then the whole event wraps up probably about 12:30 on Sunday morning. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Russ, is there anything that you'd like to add or that we missed?
I'd just like to encourage people to come out. We try to make it a family-friendly event that hopefully wouldn't cost you too much money. Yeah, there is a cost for carnival ride tickets, but our egg toss, our stein holding, those things, there's no cost for that. We have a ping pong ball drop for kids Saturday afternoon, no cost. So we encourage families to come out and enjoy the festival and spend a little time with us.
Russ, appreciate your time.
No problem, Nathan. I appreciate KCII. Actually, KCII is going to be in town, too. I didn't mention that. Big Red Radio is going to be here Saturday, so we appreciate you coming over and being a part of it, too.
We'll see you out there.
All right. Thank you, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Lone Tree Chamber of Commerce President Russ Forbes. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.